Thank you, Tim. So I'll be talking here about a model for representing preferential flow, in response to direct infiltration, and concentrating on some of the difficult cases, hard to model cases is what I'm going after. What I mean by this is in soils of complex structure, you may have downward transport much faster than you'd predict by Richard's equation, at least than you'd predict with any reasonable value of hydraulic conductivity. Also, you can have irregular depth distribution. You get patches of soil that wet at certain depths before intermediate depths. That's very easy to see in this example from Lynn and Joe. This is water content at five depths as a function of time. You can see in response to this storm here that actually one of the slowest responses is from this shallow 35-centimeter probe. The deeper ones respond faster. This is observed in a number of places. So the model I've been using to represent this sort of flow, I call it a source-responsive model because it represents the soil as responding very directly to the water input. This is a physical conceptualization of it. You can think of it as here's a porous medium with macropores. In the matrix, you have the usual sort of micropores, capillary-held water. And in the macropores, the main mechanism I'm thinking of for preferential flow is flow in films that line these inner walls of the macropores. So the advantage of that, for one thing, when the soil is unsaturated, it doesn't have to be saturated, but yet it can, an influence from, say, rain starting at the surface, it can be transmitted to considerable depth through these films. It can be transmitted pretty fast, even though the soil is unsaturated. So the model is a two-domain model, porosity, water content, and so forth, separated additively into the two domains. The one domain is the diffuse flow, governed by principles of Darcy, Buckingham, and Richard's equation. And the other is the source-responsive or preferential domain. This preferential domain it's characterized with two functions. So these are different from the usual hydraulic conductivity water retention. But one is the macropore facial area density. So the amount of macropore surface area you have at each depth in the soil. The other is called the active area fraction. And this represents, at any given time and place, what portion of this internal wall area is active for purposes of preferential flow. So I illustrate these in the next couple of slides. First of all, macropore facial area density, this function M of Z, is it's going to be greater where you have a lot of macropores. Where there are fewer macropores, much less. And I'd point out what counts here is the sort of the number of macropores, number of faces, rather than the size of the macropores. The active area fraction is a little more complex. I've here shown it for an example of a medium that has films lining macropore walls in some places and not in others. I've imposed this arbitrarily drawn active area fraction F as a function of depth. It varies from 0 to 1. The place where you have, you can have infiltration, this case on the left, rapid infiltration at the soil surface. Where do you have the rapid film growth from infiltration? I've imposed two conditions so that you have it, first of all, where there's no film already. There's open space for the film to grow into, and also where this active area fraction is large. If it's close to one, you have the fastest possible growth of film. Up here and down here, you have no film growth. Here, well, in this case, because it's there's already film lining the pores. Then the other process I'm involving here is domain exchange. This also has two conditions. You have the strongest exchange where two things are true. One is you have a film present. Oh, by the way, this is exchange in the direction of abstraction from film into matrix. So where there's a film where F is high, then you have strong exchange. There's a film, F is smaller, weak exchange, no film, no exchange, and so on. Putting these rules into mathematical equations gets a pair of partial differential equations for water content changing with time. I'll elaborate these with a little more notation. In the source responsive domain, three terms. First of all, the input containing the input flux density depending on M and F functions. There's film flow by gravity in films that already exist, just flowing downward, a typical advection term. And also domain transfer, which here I've modeled as a very simple first order diffusivity based term. In the diffuse domain, we have the same domain transfer term, different sign, of course, and also added to Richards' equation for the Richards type flow. Now, in the examples I have here, I'm going to treat a simpler case. So this is a case valid during copious infiltration. A whole lot of infiltration in this domain. The input and domain transfer are much more important than the film flow. It takes place at a slower rate. So say this is approximately zero. Similarly, in the diffuse domain, the Richards equation part will be overwhelmed during a rapid infiltration by the domain transfer term. Test case from a, this is for an undisturbed soil in Idaho, ponded under a head of water for 24 hours during the infiltration. These points are the water content as a function of depth and time. You can see it exhibits some typically difficult to model behavior, like at, say, 2 hours, you see there's already an increase in water content down to about 2 meters. So this, for the M function, the macropore area density in this medium, we observed it's going to be greater at the surface where you have a bigger range of water content, less as you go down. So we approximate it with this exponential decline function. Then the solid curves here are the model results, and you can see, though they don't fit the exactly hitting the points real well in all cases, they do show the general type of behavior that we've seen, where this whole 0 to 2 meter depth is wetting up all at once, as opposed to having a typical infiltration front. The second case, a little bit more complex, data of Incapier and German, where they have a core sample of a silt loam, undisturbed silt loam material, put artificial infiltration at a known rate, and measure during the infiltration, measure water content with a set of 7 TDR probes. this shows their data. There's no model result here, just data. So these points are, again, it's profiles with depth of water content profiles at depth at different times. And you can see that there, again, is sort of fairly complex wetting behavior that at each depth, it's the depth, the rate, of, the amount of change differs, the rate of change, the order in which these depths respond, it's different. We calibrated the M function using this one particular infiltration run at 10 millimeters per hour, calibrated the aerial density as a matter of just in proportion to how much, spread there is from the first to last water content. And the F is more complicated. We did it with a one-parameter model, assuming that F is just a step function, goes from 0 to 1 at some time, where the one parameter is the time at which this increase takes place. And for that, we calibrated with the, at each depth, the first observed time when there was a significant increase in water content. So at some of these deeper depths, it's much slower than these depths. Here, though, it's a little faster, deeper than very deepest, faster still. Results have the, here the points are the data, and the curves are the model results. I want to focus on, here's our calibration run, two test runs. Let's look at this 20 millimeter per hour test. Here, we do get the general pattern of infiltration. We get some of the irregularities with depth modeled correctly, even though, and some of the points fit pretty well, but even though the specifics are there's model error here, but or discrepancy from experiment, but it's slight. I would say it's slight, and it does capture the general character of the infiltration of this type. So, concluding the source responsive active area model, it can work pretty well for these difficult cases of infiltration with complex structure, non-contiguous or out-of-sequence flow, fast response at depth. Of the new features of this model, what I'd emphasize most is these two characterizing parameters or properties that I would suggest that these are the sorts of things we need to look at in preferential flow for a preferential flow capacity. What's the capacity of the soil to contain and conduct preferential flow, and also this activation of the preferential flow ability of the soil, how much is activated and to what degree is it activated at any given time, which naturally depends on the infiltration rate and a lot of external factors to the, at least non-local to the point of interest. So I think these sorts of properties for these purposes can be more helpful than the ones that control when you have water moving from one filled pore, filling up the next one, and so on. So thank you for your attention.